The next group, we talk about Sanat Kumara. He's basically the head of the spiritual hierarchy of our planet, and more than our planet, because he's connected with Saturn, and it tells us that Saturn fell and came to stimulate humanity itself, indicating that he is from Saturn, and there's a strong connecting link. And there's a strong connecting link with Jehovah, with Saturn. And he's called the Lord of the Sabbath, and Sabbath is linked to Saturn also. So it's interesting, all these links to Saturn. And in astrology, Saturn is known as the corrector of the solar, the school marm of the solar system, and the fact that its energies work to correct us and set us on the right path, and maybe even bring us pain if we are on the wrong path. And so Saturn is linked even with regular astrology with this way, whereas Jupiter is kind of known as the Santa Claus of the solar system. So if you got strong Jupiter energy, it means you're going to receive a lot of positive energies to help you along the path. Whereas if you got strong Saturn energies, you're gonna have to work through a number of things to correct. I have very strong Saturn energies, especially in the first half of my life. My chart reveals that if I can transcend these Saturn energies, then I can use a lot of positive energies to perform whatever my mission happens to be.
Aren't Sanat Kumara and Jehovah the same entity?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
That's debatable. I think when Moses had his first experience, he had it with Sanat Kumara.
But it is named Jehovah.
My name is, I am becoming that which I am becoming.
And then the next sentence, tell the people that Jehovah sent you.
Yeah, but that was added centuries later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, the Tibetan calls Jehovah the tribal god of the Jews.
Yeah.
So he's a lesser entity than Sanat Kumara.
Yeah, I think Moses had a breakthrough revelation, and then afterwards, the entity that they called Jehovah was a powerful thought form created around the Jewish belief system, and they tapped into this thought form for a lot of the revelations they received, which were not really that high-end revelations, a lot of them, you know. Okay.
So Jehovah was a thought form.
Yeah, with the later prophets, I think he was, and some of them made some breakthroughs. Now, Tibetan says that the only one that really touches the soul in the Old Testament is Isaiah. He says Isaiah was very close to touching the higher realms. And in the New Testament, he says the book of Revelation did the same thing. And I suppose that would also apply to the words of Jesus, but he didn't mention that. Yeah,
Michael. Yeah, just what Curtis said. I remember that line in there, but he follows it up by saying, Jehovah is not the God of love that Jesus talked about, which is the solar logos.
Yeah, matter of fact, there's a couple sentences or verses in the Old Testament that identifies Jehovah with Satan, which is another topic. I don't have the references on that, but there's a guy named Israel Anderson that has done a lot of research into that, and he makes a really interesting argument about that, because he points out this, and Madame Blavatsky did the same thing. When Jesus was approaching the Jews, and they talked about their father, Jesus says, your father is Satan, the father of lies.
Father of lies.
Okay? And he says, you have no connection to my father.
Right.
And and who do they consider their father?
Was Jehovah.
Which was Jehovah. Yeah. And a lot of people, including the Gnostics, which was evolving into the mainstream Christianity until Constantine came along, they taught that Jehovah was basically Satan, and that Jesus had to like bypass him and go to the real father, which would have been the solar logos, and go from there. Yeah.
Yeah, I just know when I've read the Old Testament, and I haven't studied it thoroughly like some people, but the energy there is totally different from the New Testament.
Yeah.
It's not, night and day, and
yeah.
It's not a vibe of love.
Do you think it's also a thought form when the brother of Jared saw the thinker of Jehovah? Or what do you think that was?
It's hard to say. I'm not convinced that was a true account. Maybe written more as a parable. So it's hard to say on that. But it could have been exactly as it's written, that he could see that into the future. Because once you go into the eternal now, anything can be manifest. So if he had enough faith, he could have seen the Christ of the future. Yeah.
Michael, the Old Testament is written by various authors.
Yeah.
And if you read the Hebrew, you can notice the vast differences of style. So if you read the first chapter of Genesis, it is beautiful and full of love. And then you go to the second, after the Sabbath, you have the second story of creation. That's where Jehovah appears first in the Bible. Jehovah is not mentioned in the Genesis. It is mentioned in the second creation story, and that is a totally different style of storytelling, and that's the part that is ugly. The first creation is beautiful and full of love, and that part with Jehovah is evil.
But when they went into the land of Canaan, they had to kill all kinds of Hittites, Amorites. I mean, they cut off the thumbs of their kings. I mean, it was very brutal.
Yeah, the Jehovah was one brutal son of a gun.
He was a warring God, and so the lineage of Judah, who committed all these serious atrocities, when they were put into concentration camps by the Germans, a lot of it was just racial karma that they were paying off.
And like I say with, go ahead.
Oh no, I was hitting a fly.
Oh.
No. I just got a question.
Yeah, he was very strict. Like we're talking about.
Adam wants you.
Doesn't Secret Places of the Lion say that Isaiah was John the Revelator?
I think he might have.
What's your sense on that? Because it's like what Aristotle, Leonardo da Vinci connects those.
Well, my gut feeling on the whole thing is, and a lot of those, he's headed the right direction, but I wouldn't bet on them being 100% accurate. But on the individual things, I don't, have a revelation on it or anything. Just you go by your best guess.
But it's interesting that D.K. said those are the two books that really speak to the soul.
Yeah, if they were written by the same person, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.